The Mystical City of God, Conception, Book 2, Chapter 4. Our Lady warns us of self-complacence and the necessity to pray often and well and to do good works.
My daughter, human nature is imperfect and remiss in practicing virtue, and easily weakens in its exercise, for it continually seeks to rest and evades labor with all its might. When the soul listens to and extemporizes with the animal and carnal part of its nature, this latter will engross and overcome the forces of reason and of spirit, and will reduce them to a dangerous and shameful slavery. This disorder is abominable and much to be feared by all, but God abhors it without comparison, more than as ministers and in religious. They, as a matter of course, are supposed to be perfect, and therefore are injured so much the more seriously, if they do not come out victorious in the conflict of the passions. By remissness in battle, and by their frequent defeats, they live themselves into a paralyzed and self-satisfied conviction of false security, content with the performance of certain easy outward practices of virtue, at the same time imagining, without the least real advancement, that they are moving mountains. The demon then introduces other distractions and temptations, and on account of their small appreciation of the rules and practices of religion, they begin to weaken in all of them, esteem them as light and unimportant matter, and, living on in their false security, come to lose the very perception of true virtue. I desire that thou, my daughter, guard against this error. Remember that a voluntary remissness in regard to one imperfection prepares and opens the way for others. These facilitate the commission of venial sins, then again mortal sins. Thus the descent is from one abyss to another, until the bottom is found in the disregard of all evil. In order to prevent such a misfortune, it is necessary to intercept from afar the current of sin, for the practice or ceremony, which seems but small, is an outwork which keeps the enemy at a distance, while the precepts and laws concerning more important matters are the fortress walls of conscience. If the demon can break through and gain the outer defenses, he is in better position to gain the inner ones. If then an opening is made in the bulwarks by the commission of sin, although it may not be a grievous one, he already has a better opportunity to make an assault on the interior reign of a soul. As the soul finds herself weakened by vicious acts and habits, and without strength of grace, she does not resist the attack with fortitude, and the devil, acquiring more and more power over her, begins to subject and oppress her without opposition. Consider therefore now, my dearest, how great must be thy watchfulness, and how great is the necessity of not falling asleep in the midst of so many dangers. Remember that thou art a religious, a spouse of Christ, a superior, taught and enlightened, favored with so many singular blessings. By these privileges and many others, which thou wilt find connected with them, thou shouldest gauge thy solicitude, for thou owest a return and correspondence in all of them to the Lord. Exert thyself to be punctual in the fulfillment of all the rules and practices of religion. Let there be no rule, no command, and no exercise of perfection, whichever will seem small to thee. Despise or forget none of them. Observe them all with rigor, for in the eyes of God all is precious and of great import when practiced according to his pleasure. It is certain that he finds pleasure in seeing his commands fulfilled, and is offended in seeing them set aside. Therefore in all things consider that thou hast a spouse whom thou must please, a God whom thou must serve, a father whom thou must obey, a judge whom thou must fear, and a mistress whom thou shouldst imitate and follow. In order that thou mayest fulfill all this, thou must renew in thy soul the strong resolution not to listen to thy inclinations, not to yield to the negligence and weakness of thy nature. Do not omit any practice or exercise on account of its difficulty, as for instance kissing the ground, as thou hast been accustomed to do according to the custom of the religious. Both small and great perform with a loving constancy, and thus wilt thou be pleasing in the eyes of my Son and myself. In the works of supererogation, after praying for a holy alacrity, ask advice of thy confessor and superior, and perform them with a spirit entirely free of any predilection or self-love. That which they direct, accept, and write in thy heart, never resting in its punctual fulfillment. If it is possible to avail thyself of obedience and counsel, never decide for thyself on anything, how good soever it may appear to thee, for the true will of God is always manifest in holy obedience.